During the month of December, performances of Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Nutcracker, are everywhere. There's a fascinating secret story behind the music of this ballet, and KUSC contributor Thomas Kotcheff is here to tell us more.
Most of us are familiar with this classic piece of music heard during the holiday season. That's Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from The Nutcracker. The instrument that plays that iconic solo is called the celeste, a keyboard instrument where the hammers strike orchestral bells. Nowadays, it's common to find it in the symphony hall as well as pop and film music. You can hear the celeste in Hedwig's theme from Harry Potter, and also Won't You Be My Neighbor from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. When Tchaikovsky wrote for the celeste, however, it wasn't a common instrument at all. In fact, he was one of the very first people ever to use it. The celeste was invented in 1886 by Auguste Moustel, and 5 years later, Tchaikovsky came across the instrument while in Paris. In a letter to his publisher, Tchaikovsky asked him to acquire one for his ballet, but to keep it a secret, as he feared other composers might find the instrument first. The plan worked. And a year later, at the premiere of The Nutcracker in St. Petersburg, the Sugar Plum Fairy appeared on the stage, and this magical sound emerged from the pit. The audience was in total awe. No one had ever heard this mysterious sound before, and no one knew how the sound was being made. Now today, we're not in shock when we hear this instrument, but it's forever linked to this ballet, thanks to a well-kept secret. For Arts Alive, I'm Thomas Kotcheff.